Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Geirus, the task of the Beis Din in Geirus. And we saw in the previous shiur a hakira as to whether the Beis Din is just supposed to be present at the Geirus or they actually create the Geirus. We saw it was a machlokas rishonim. We explained a Rashi. And now we will move forward. Again, this is based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Moshe Chevroni, Rosh Yeshivas Chevron, Zecher Tzadik, Levracha. This is in his Maaseis Moshe, Ksubas and Siman Yud Gimel, Tosas and Sanhedrin, Samaches Amid Beis, didn't accept the Teretz of Tosas and Ksubas. To the Kasha of if the whole vort of the Geirus of a Katan is Midin Schias Mitam Shlichus, and there's no shlichus for a cotton. So Mechi Taisi that a cotton should be misgayer. So Tosa says, in Ksubis, that he's a ger midrabbanon. And that's how it works. And a lot of Rishonim didn't accept that. He's only a ger d'rabban. It's not pashas in the Gemara. He's a ger d'rabban. The Gemara never says anything like that. It's mashmi. He's a regular ger. So Tosis writes in Sanhedrin. There's a very, very chashev Tosis. We'll read out his lashon. V'nira the zechia de geirus lo dami l'shar zchuyos. The zechia of geirus is not like other zchuyos of other things. That where you're mizake for someone. The masha based in matbilano so einam zochim ba'avuro. When Beis Din is matbil him, when Beis Din puts him in the mikvah, dunks him in the mikvah, they're not zocha on his behalf. He, Elohu zocha ba'atzmo, he is zocha in himself, ubegufo, and in his body. Shenas a ger, he becomes a convert. V'nichnas tachas kanpei hashchina, and he enters under the wings of the shchina. But the parach b'ksubis, that we asked in ksubis tanina zaken ladim shalei b'funov, that what's the chiddush that zaken ladim shalei b'funov? We already knew that, so therefore being begayer this cotton, it's pashat that you're allowed to do it, even though it's like not b'funov because he's a cotton, he doesn't have das. U'mishani ma'od the same avde b'fkera nichaluhu, and then we say that you might think that an eved. You might think that an Eved prefers Hefkerus. Or the Lashon of the Gemara is Nichale. Takaimalan the Eved Vade Befkera Nichale. Kamash Malan Hani Midani Miligadol. The Tam Tam the Sura. Abol Kotn Zchus Hu Lo. So a Gadol is Nichalei Befkeira because he already tasted Tam Isser. But a Kotn who never tasted Tam Isser, for him it's a Zchus. Hainu Mishum Dim Haisa Chovaso. If it would be, the reason we have to prove that it's a Zchus is because if it was to his disadvantage, Lo Haya Le Beis Din Le Hitmatzea Bezeh. Beis Din wouldn't have gotten involved. Le Hitmatzea Meleshon Mitzua. They wouldn't have been like the middlemen. Va'afilu betinok de lav bar das chashiv ger, even a tinok who is not a bar das is considered a ger. Midemaisi miktana p'chusim migimel, from the fact that we bring from miktana who's less than 3 years old, as the Gemara says, Vayter lema misayei alei. And we have a raya for Rav Huna. Hagiyaris v'ashu yashiv chashinu v'shudar v'shachu p'chus m'roshim v'shan v'yoyim echad. So you have a matzav here of girls being mizgayer when they're less than 3. So the chora, it's like Rav Huna that it's al-das based in. So this child is going to be considered a ger. We also find the paradigm, the model, is the Geirus at Har Sinai, and that was even Ketanim. Bavukav Darminan B'Ksubis Higdili Yecholim Limchos. And even though we say in Maseches Ksuvos when they get older they can protest, Hamrinan kashegadlu v'lo michu, but if they didn't protest when they got older, shuveni mecholam lechos, they can no longer protest. Amalu mila v'tvila shel katnus shaya begufa, vein chisar nela kabbalas mitzvis. We say that when they get older and they're not moicha, they can no longer be moicha. Why? Because the mila and the tefillah they did as ketanim work for them. Vein chisaron ala kabbalas mitzvahs. The only chisaron is the kabbalas mitzvahs. Umitoch shegadlu v'lo michu hainu kabbalah. Because they got older and they didn't protest, so that's the kabbalas mitzvahs. So the geiris works as a katan, and then when they become a gadol, then there's kabbalas mitzvahs. Kanera medivrayim, it would appear from Tosfos. We're done with Tosfos. We finished quoting the Tosfos. Never done with Tosfos, but we're finished the quote. She'efshe legayir ketanim b'li tam schus. That you don't even need to come on to the din of schus, because they said, with even without the reason of zakin, you could be megayir. Why did the Gemara need to revert to the reason of zakin? Teretz is, because otherwise Beis Din wouldn't have gotten involved. That was the impetus, that was the motivation for Beis Din to get involved. But had Beis Din done it anyway, even without this impetus, and it would have worked, even if it was a chova. The mila and tefillah would have worked. The fact that it's a schus isn't what gives it its kashrus. The fact that it's a schus is merely the impetus for Beis Din to get involved. But if Beis Din would get involved anyway, then it would work. Because the condition for the kashrus of this geiris is not that it's a schus, as Tosfos clearly implies. Ve'atam, mashemoel ha'mi'ila ve'amila ve'atvila b'li time of the zakin. The reason that mila and tvila are effective, even without the zakin, nere midivrayim, shimu katan bar das, it would appear from Tosfos, that if he's a katan bar das, moel kavanas v'shalatzmu latbila l'shem yehudis, yadus, that his kavana is effective to immerse him for the sake of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. And if he's a katan who's not a ben das, if he doesn't have rational faculties yet, then it works mitam kavanas Beis Din, that Beis Din are megayir him. Because that's what it looks from the lashon of Tosfos, that he's zoche be'atzmo be'gufo v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. He's zoche himself. So in other words, if he's a katan bar das, so it's his own maisa. He's zochen himself and in his body, and he's entering under the wings of the Shekhinah. Unach dem, after that, Tosfos writes, afilu betinok de lav bar das. And even if he's a tinok who's not a bar das, Choshev Ger. He's also considered a Ger, and we bring a raya from the Ketana Pchusim Yibas Gimel Shanim. Not a Baris Das. So it's Mashma Shebetinok Bar Das, Moel Kavanasu Shel Atzma. So it's Tosfos makes a distinction here between a Bar Das and a non Bar Das. They're two categories. Because the Bar Das is going to work with their own Kavanah. And then Tosfos says, even if you're not a bar das, all right, it also works. So that must be Mishim Kavan is based in. Because a Kavan can have das. Like we see, Yevamis look in Tosfos and Kufdalat Amid Beis and Kufhe Amid Beis in the Gemara. By a Ketana doing Chalitza. Or a Katan could do, if not for the Pasuk. So there is a notion of das by a Katan. There is a notion of kavana by a katan. Just like his kavana is effective for chalitza. He doesn't have gemiras das. He doesn't have absolute das that he could finish complete das. But he has a level of kavana, right? In Svaram, we've had many, many shiurim about this. There are various, it's a very fascinating psychological, philosophical idea. There are varying levels of das. This das, this how much das, this kavana, how much kavana, ratzon, how much ratzon. It's a beautiful shiur we once gave from the Torah of Bloch about levels of ratzonos, mamish kishmak. It was like Lamdis, Kabbalah, altogether a beautiful Telzer Chilant. I'll call upon him. If anyone wants, I could hopefully find it and send you a link if you're interested in listening to it. So it's online. So there is kavana for a katan. And even if he's not a bar kavana klal, at least pachas mikimul shanim, they're the base in our megayer. Because Tosfos holds that only Baal Karcho yef shel megayer. You can't be megayer willy nilly. You're megayer against his will. But if it's not Baal Karcho, Beis Din can be megayer. Ulishitosam. Afilu kshegdilu, enim yicholam limchos ala geir shel mila v'tfila. Lashitas hatesfis. When he gets older, he can't be moiche on the geirus of the mila and the tvila, because that's not mitam schus. He can't say, "Oh, it's not a schus for me. It wasn't mitam schus." So what's shot in the Gemara? Higdili yicholim limchos. What's shot that if he gets older, then he can do mecha? He could protest the geirus when he becomes a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah. So Tosis explains the choser kabbalas mitzvahs. You lack Kabbalah Semitzis. Everyone asks, all right, so then how's he a ger as a cotton? If he doesn't have Kabbalah Semitzis is a critical aspect. The bread and butter, that's the neshama of the gerus is Kabbalah Semitzis, according to many. So the answer is that it's not necessary when he's a cotton, because he's not old enough. So here everything works just with Milan Tvila, with the mechanical Milan Tvila as a cotton. And then when he becomes a gadol, I said he's not moicha, that's Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. And that's what Tosfos says. So Beis Din is Megayer, even a katan. Again, the Katan's das can work. Beis Din's das can work if Beis Din's kavana can work if he doesn't have that level of das yet. Pachas migimel. But when he's moicha, he's only moicha on the mila and the tvila. He's not moicha on the etzem geir. When he's moicha, he's not moicha on the mila and the tvila. He's moicha on the kabbalas mitzvahs. And therefore, his ger is no longer a ger. Is it retroactive? Not retroactive discussion, but he's not a ger when he's moichet. Why is he not a ger? Because he wasn't a kabbal mitzvahs, but not in the meal and the tefila. Because fear tois toisves v'hadam rinin egdili yucholim limchos. They conclude, you're going to say to me egdili yucholim limchos, because Tosfos bothered shalafi divrayim lo shayich mecha. According to what they're saying, according to their thesis, mecha is nishayich. Kemen delav mitam zechiyahu. He's not mitam zechiya. Da'azeh simu demor le'amila v'tvila shel katnas. The moilam mila v'tvila shel katnas, ve'ein chaseirim rak kabbalas mitzvahs. So they said that the mila and tvila of katnas is effective, but what's lacking is kabbalas mitzvahs. Umitoch shegadlu v'lo micho hanu kabbalah, because they grew up and they weren't moicha, and that's kabbalah. ולפי זה יוצא חידש מדבריהם. So it emerges a chiddush from Tosis that even if the katan was gada, he became an adult and he was moicha, nevertheless hamila v'tvila lo batla. The mila and the tvila aren't batla. Rak shechasru lam kabbalas mitzvahs. You gain gemurim. So the mila and the tefillah aren't batal, and we just lack kabbalas mitzvahs. And let's say this is a big chiddush. After they did a macha, now they're makabel mitzvahs. It's beseder. It's meridik. In other words, you would think that once they're moicha, that's it. Oizger. And if you want to become a gerig, if you want to become Jewish, you have to go through the whole process again. Mila, tvila, and kabbalas mitzvahs. Mila du atavas dambris, tvila and kabbalas mitzvahs. No. No. According to Tosis, it emerges that if you do mila and tvila, that's good to go forever. Just you need kabbalas mitzvahs. So gedil yicholim lemchos tekemi mochan the kabbalas mitzvahs. Okay. They say, he said, no, I don't want mitzvahs. Then he turns 16. Sees all of his friends parting, he wants some more meaning in his life, he says, I'm a Kabbal mitzvah. Mazel tov, you're a ger. Because the mecha was only on the Kabbalah sam mitzvahs. However, we have to explain what din they're going to have when they're mocha after higdilo. In other words, they still have a meal and a tevila, and that is not batal. So, do they have a din Jew or do they have a din goy? What are you? Are you a Jew or are you a goy? In the world today, they say he's half Jewish. If his father is Jewish, his mother is half Jewish. We have a lot of categories. We paskin, if your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. Your father's Jewish, but your mother's not Jewish, you're not Jewish. Not half Jewish. If your father, your mother's not Jewish, you're zero Jewish. If your mother is Jewish, you're 100% Jewish. So this fellow with the mila and the tevila did mecha. So what is he? The mila and the tevila weren't batal. But he doesn't have Kabbalah Semitzis. So he's a din Yisrael v'din Akum. We have to understand this din. Etzem adin sarich bir. So it appears as follows. Called din gerus, the whole din of gerus, where do we learn it from? From the gerus of our avos. Like we see in Yevamos, in the Rambam, 13th Perek Mechos Surei Bia, Shemila haisa b'mitzrayim, v'tevila haisa b'midbar kodem matan Torah. Mila was in Mitzrayim. And Tvila, they had in the Midbar, Kodem Matan Torah. Now the Geras of Aravos was before Matan Torah. There's no Kabbalah Samitzvahs. They were just Nichnas Lebris Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. V'achar kach haya Kabbalah Torah Mitzvahs. Well, if he's a narrowed appear, that Tosis holds here. That you have this, the same din, the same Seder in Geris Ladiris. That by Milan Tvila, it nechas tachas kanfei Ashchina. And it's Yatze Mechlal Akum. With Milan Tvila, he enters under the wings of the Shechina. And he's always Goy. The Yatze Mechlal Akum. The Kabbalah Samitzvahs is instead of Kabbalah Satorah in the mitzvahs of our avos. So it's the same process. Back then they had Mila and Mitzrayim, Tvila and Har Sinai, Kabbalah Samitzvahs when they were Makabal Torah. So to every ger, Mila, Tvila, and then Kabbalah Samitzvahs, can I get Man Torah? Which means that Mila and Tvila are not mechayiv you in Torah and Mitzvahs. You need Kabbalah's Torah and Mitzvahs. And Mila and Tvila doesn't make you a ger yet. V'havei ki Yisrael kodem matan Torah. After they were nichas tadchan kachatz kanfei hashchina, but they still hadn't been mekabel Torah and Mitzvahs. And according to this, it would appear that Mila and Amachoyiv be Mitzvahs, because like a Jew called him on Torah, he's a mutter b'bas Yisrael. But he's not a goy. Yatze mechlal akum. And only by a goy, by an akum, it says there's no tfisas kedushin. But this Mila and Tvila person is out of the category of akum. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs yet, but he's like a Jew. He's not a complete Jew, but he's under the wings of the Shekhinah, and he's in this holding ground, like middle ground, not Jew, not goy. But he's Yisrael in kedushin. Chavroni explains in his Chedushin to Yavamis that an Eved Meshuchor before Tevil, the Shitas HaRambam, who's not yet a Jew, nevertheless, since he's no longer a Goy, because that's how the Rambam holds, he's Yatze Mechlal Akum V'Lcha Yisrael Lo Nichnas, so Tafsi Kedushin. However, one could argue back, this is not necessarily so, and maybe we'll see that in the next shiur. And I'd also like to discuss in the next shiur the union of Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs, which is not mentioned when the Gemara says how to become a ger. It doesn't say Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. So hopefully we're going to explore that. And we're going to see continued neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li neder, mitz Hashem, b'li neder. We'll get to it. We just ask, as always, that Hashem give us life and simchas chayim and bracha and everything we need. L'avdo be'emes. Shalom, shalom.